Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm going to start this message with a young employee of a company. He accused the president's corruption. So let's take a look at it. He said, I'm accusing the president of this company. Other members are afraid of him, so I'm doing it. He bought an expensive computer to one employee and told her to pay it every month. Without it, he threatened her that she would not be promoted, not a good salary. I was told that some employees were not promoted and left this company. Please have a very detailed examination and let a good CEO run this company. And please protect the privacy. Well, if you were in this situation, what would you say it? And what do you think of the CEO who is accused? Well, let me tell you later what happened. Brothers and sisters, Prophet Isaiah served as a prophet for 60 years in times of confusion, and he predicted the rise and fall of the neighboring countries. And he also prophesied that southern Judah would be destroyed by Babylon, and they would be set, would be captives. And then he also prophesied about the crucifixion of Jesus. And he also said in Isaiah 55 verse 9, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, my thoughts, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Hundreds of years later, our Jesus took the cross. But people didn't know Jesus was redeeming us from all sins. But now we know the one most important fact, that the thoughts of Father God is higher than our thoughts. The fact that Jesus is the Son of God, and He died for us. When we acknowledge it and confess with lips, we have salvation. We'll receive Holy Spirit as a gift, and we have to run this race of faith while resembling Father God. And Father God loves us, and Father God has will for us. We know this fact well. How could you have this spiritual understanding? How have you managed this Christian life by understanding the great will of Father God? The answer to this question is actually the secret to make our life prosperous by fitting our thoughts to Father God's. This time, to establish a way of fitting our thoughts into God's thoughts, first, let's consider some examples where God's thoughts are different from humans' thoughts and higher than humans. Second, let me tell you why people live their lives as they please. Third, I would like to tell you how God will work on you when you do as the high thoughts of God. And how can fit and apply our lives to the will of Father God? Maybe next time. So I hope that this message will help you to live a blessed life that can, you know, help you fit your thoughts into Father God's thoughts. This message is based on Senior Pastor's lecture on Job and other messages. First, let's consider some examples where God's thoughts are different from human thoughts and higher than human thoughts. The Bible tells us that the thoughts of God is different from humans, and people do not know the thoughts of God. The great example is crucifixion of the Lord. Nobody knew about that mystery. The enemy devil and Satan thought that, you know, they just destroy the Son of God and that will be it. However, sinless Jesus' sacrifice solved the problems of human beings' sin. There are many, many examples that human cannot humans cannot understand Father God's thoughts. But thanks to that thoughts, the human cultivation became prosperous. How creatures can understand such high thoughts of Father God? Those who could understand the thoughts of God misunderstood God, and they stood against God. For example, Father God told the Israelites to destroy all the people in the land of Canaan. Well, people may think God is cruel and scary. However, God explained why. He said, the evil of serving idols would be spread in that land, and the people are suffering. However, people, Israelites, came up with this and that reasons, and they didn't obey. And they had to suffer from that result. Saul was appointed by Father God for the first time, and God told him to destroy the Amalekites, even their flock. However, Saul didn't obey. He even ignored the high thoughts of Father God. When people think in their fleshly thoughts, they understand, they misunderstand Father God as scary God. Like Noah's great flood, Sodom and Gomorrah, make Father God scary. And they even say, Father God should stop the war. Why he let the law go? Let the war go. Even though they waged war, they complain against God. They should rather give thanks, but they complain. And they do things as they see fit. So, fleshly thoughts make them nothing, have nothing to do with Father God. So, naturally, they cannot enjoy the blessing that Father God gives. The great example is 12 spies in the time of Exodus. They couldn't enter the land of God's promise. People think, why God put the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Why Father God said hell and make people suffer? Why he let people wage war? Why doesn't he stop famine and disasters? They just judge and condemn, interpret Father God's thoughts. However, Father God's thoughts is completely different. They put their thoughts higher than Father God's thoughts. Jesus' crucifixion, Peter's martyrdom, Paul's martyrdom. Well, it looks, it doesn't look, prosperous, but it was in the province of Father God. Joseph was sold as slave, but it was not. It was Joseph actually looked at the high thoughts of Father God. Jacob spent many years in his uncle's house. However, it was the life of prosperous. It became foundation to help him set up spiritual thoughts. As Abram lost his wife Sarah, he received blessing. The Bible tells us in many ways how we should understand Father God's high thoughts. There have been many works in this country also. The good example is the Great Revival movement in Pyongyang. Before this country was colonized by Japan, in 1907, there was a Great Revival movement in Changdaeyeon Church of city of Pyongyang, and Christianity became greatly spread. Well, this movement has something to do with the martyrdom of missionary Thomas 40 years ago. But people didn't imagine it. He was 27. He was from Britain. He tried to came to Joseon Dynasty back then, but somehow he worked as a translator, as on board on General Sherman of the United States. However, the ship was burned down, and everyone on board was killed. Well, the missionary Thomas came out before the ship was burned down, and then he was killed by a soldier by the name of Park Chung-kwon. Thomas tried to give the Bible to Park Chung-kwon, but he didn't receive, and he was killed. However, Park Chung-kwon came to the place where he killed Thomas, and he picked up the Bible. Before he died, Thomas, you know, rode on the river, the Daedong River, and he gave, you know, Bibles to people around. And there was a boy at the age of 12, Che Chi-ryang, and he received three Bibles. And he was scared of the Bible, and he gave those Bibles to the Park Young-sik. Park Young-sik tore down all the Bible pages and then used it as a wallpaper. And the Che Chi-ryang, the boy, he grew up and he used the house of Park Young-sik as a hotel. 16 years later, because of the General Sherman instinct, Dynasty Joseon and United States signed a treaty in 1882. And 2 years later, missionaries from the United States came to Joseon Island. And about 10 years later, the missionary by the name of Marfan stayed in the hotel in Pyongyang, and he found the wallpaper, the Bible. He looked at the Bible on all sides of the wall in their room. It was the Word of God on the wall. And then, in the hotel, Che Chi-ryang received baptism. And Park Young-sik also came to have faith from the hotel. And that hotel became Neoldari Church, the first church, which was the former Jangdaehyun Church of Pyongyang. Later on, the missionary began education missionary too in Sunyang. Park Chung-gun, who killed Thomas, became the elder of the church, and his nephew Lee Young-tae translated the Bible into Korean. Now, Thomas was killed. Do you think his life was in vain? If Thomas had come to Joseon in a different way, the history might have been changed. He came to Joseon on the General Sherman, and the ship was burnt. And then treaty was signed, and missionaries start to come to Joseon Dynasty. 40 years after he was died as a martyrdom, there was a great movement of revival, but people didn't know about it. Those who have something to do with Thomas was used by Father God. How amazing it is. Brothers and sisters, thoughts of God is so high like this. He doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't get any loss. Now, does it only apply to missionary Thomas? Father God is our God. Your God, my God, our God. Our shepherd was in sickbed for 7 years. He accepted the Lord. He was healed. He started this Manmin church. And we met our shepherd. All these kind of works was done by our Father God. It's a miracle, isn't it? Even though it is a fact. We have to remember that it is the love of Father God, and we should never forget this grace. People can understand Father God's thoughts. And it can be understood when the evil people were forgiven. King Ahab was so evil, but when he repented and fasted, God forgave him. King Manasseh went to Babylon as captive, and he repented. Then Jeremiah 18:8 says, "If that nation against which I have spoken turns from its evil, I will relent concerning the calamity that I planned to bring on it." Father God forgave him and recovered him. Now, Adam and Eve ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and because of them, people received all the punishment. Well, they were driven out from the Garden of Eden. However, Father God said in Genesis 3:23, He sent him out from the Garden of Eden. We don't kick out our son or daughter when they got married, right? Father God gave them skin clothes so that they would not forget God. They actually went to heaven, which is much better than the Garden of Eden. That's high thoughts of Father God. Cain murdered his own brother. Well, according to the law, he must receive the penalty of death. However, he lived his life, even though he had the sign on his forehead. Father God gave him a chance of repentance, and he paid price for it. And later, he repented and went to heaven. Such a deep love, how people can understand. Father God shows many different kinds of ways that his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, even by sacrificing his own son. But people don't understand his thoughts, but they do as they see fit. Why? So second, let me tell you why people live their lives as they see fit or as they please. First, it's because they do not know God. They do not know God who is always right. So they don't know the high thoughts of Father God, but they live their lives as they please. And they have two different kinds of thoughts. There are thoughts that Father God considers right or doesn't right. And these thoughts can be called thoughts of spiritual thoughts and fleshly thoughts. They're all different from each other. Even though they are the front side and the rear side of on one coin, those who belong to the flesh will have fleshly thoughts. Those who belong to spirit may have spiritual thoughts. But generally, people have this, you know, two thoughts at the same time, and they have to make a choice between them. Say, Pharisees saw the power Jesus manifested, but they said Jesus was manifesting the power depending on Beelzebul. But Jesus' disciples said Jesus is the Son of God. Even by looking at the same power, Jews tried to kill Jesus. They should have rather feel joyful and happy, but they was quite opposite. Why did they have that kind of fleshly thought? They said, Jesus blasphemed God. However, there was their own reason. Because the reason is that they would get some loss. And Jesus knew their unrighteous thoughts. So Jesus rebuked them by calling them brood of vipers. Since, because of their strong self-righteousness and frameworks, Jesus rebuked them like that, so that, you know, they could have chance for repent. But Father God's thoughts are high. So let's see what people think and why their thoughts are different like this. Thought is the process of remembering your memory. Well, in a brain, there is a special device in our brain that manages memory. It is a memory device. And retrieving information from this memory is called thought. As you can see on screen. So, depending on what kind of memory you got in your brain, thoughts can pretty much depend on what you have in your brain. And this kind of memory can depend on people's growing environment and education and culture and experience. Since their memory is all different from each other, their thoughts are different from each other. If they have truth as their memory, then they will have spiritual thoughts, which is truth. However, when people have untruth in their brain, then they will have naturally fleshly thoughts. So, even by looking at the same phenomena, they will have different thoughts from each other. And people have limit to their memory power. So, they cannot even remember what they say. People cannot remember what they see when they are riding on a train. And people may have different memory power from each other. And they have, you know, selective perception. Say, in a cafe, even though there are too much noise and too loud music, you can have a conversation with your partner. Or you can study. Nowadays, people say, people call it a white noise. And they say that they can concentrate when they have some kind of a certain level of noise. Brothers and sisters. So you have to know that what you see and what you hear is not everything. You got to know this. Even people see the same thing and hear the same thing, people may have different thoughts than yours. And what you saw may not be true. Depending on the experience and knowledge that is memorized in your brain, you may think something different, and you may think of it good or evil. Or people may come up with a totally different idea. When people do not bow down to you, you think it's rude. Because you learned that way. However, the other person said, you know, didn't see you because of a poor eyesight. Or like, if he is your subordinate, you wanted to rebuke him severely. Because you were trained like that. You were educated like that. You got that experience in your brain. Well, you didn't like that when you were trained like that, but you do that as you were trained. It's like, you know, daughter-in-law who had a very scary mother-in-law becomes naturally, you know, scary in the mother-in-law later. So, well, what we see, what we hear cannot be true. Okay? We have to acknowledge that what I see and what we see and what we hear cannot be true. We can be wrong. We gotta acknowledge it. And we have to stop judging and condemning according to our thoughts. As we see and hear by the standard of Father God, then there will be no mistake, because the truth is, there is only one truth. Generally, almost everyone can see something wrong and something different. We all see something, but most of the people can be confused. Let me show you some example. Some examples. Take a look at on your screen. That's not actually a box, right? But, and then look at these two tables. They have different area. If you remove the spots, it's flat. Everybody That look three-dimensional, but that picture is flat. We can find such examples. And what we hear can be wrong too. We all can be confused. So our eyes and ears and memory can be wrong. It cannot see the truth. And people's thoughts can depend on their culture and customs. We all have different way of eating and greeting. Sometimes we learn that we have to put the soup bowl on the table, but some people hold it and then they have to drink it. And that's etiquette. Some people hold rice bowl and eat it. Or they use their finger to eat their food. It is all eating, but depending on their location, they have different ways of thinking. Well, we have to put on a swimsuit to go to pool. However, even though it is the same suit, swimming suit, if we wear it on the subway, we would be, people will call us in the crazy. It is okay to stuck in a very dense population in a subway, but if we do it in a very huge in a park, you know, people may call it we are kind of in the lovers, right? And there are so many mistakes of perception in everyday life. Say someone spoke me something unpleasant, then we say he does not like me. He may hate me. Let's say you went to see someone and you were refused. Then you may say, you may make a mistake of in a hasty generalization, right? You hear some word and you think he might think of me something like this. You distort the truth. Some people, you know, bypassed you, but you say they are rude. Of course, you know, we have to greet, but without proper, you know, evidence, you easily judge and guess others' thoughts. There are many, many examples of this kind of mistakes. People may have different, there are many chances are that people may have different thoughts, and we got to accept that. So we can have different thoughts. My thoughts can be wrong anytime, so we got to remember it. And you have to be very careful to make your thought, you know, correct. There is a case of one, you know, entirely possessed by evil spirit. That's in the Pseudologia Fantastica. When people have to hide their sin, they continue to, you know, tell a lie. And if it goes to extreme, it makes mental illness. It has something to do with spiritual thing. It's because people put untruth in their memory brain, memory device in the brain. It is called Pseudologia Fantastica. People speak lies as if it's true and they spread the rumor because it was their habit and natural for them. And even in a lie detector cannot detect it because there is no difference in a heartbeat, heart, in the blood pressure. Lies are natural and they consider their lies as if it were true. There was a judge, Montgomery, in 1992. He was indicted on bribery charges and later committed suicide. He was a good example of a pseudologia in a fantastica. He said he was greatly tortured in the Korean War. But later on, during the investigation, it's revealed that he never went to Korea and he was greatly tortured by his own father. Because to cover up his trauma, he made false lies and he repeated it and later he considered it right true. And his neighbors believed him. And there are many examples, same examples in the Bible. Like 400 false prophets and the prophet Micaiah. False prophets said, you know, the Israelites would win the war. However, Micaiah, the prophet said, you know, they would lose the battle. The king loved the idea of the prophets, of the 400 false prophets. But later, the prophecy of the prophet Micaiah was true. The king was killed in the battle. All those 400 prophets made a false prophecy. Now, what if this situation happens to us? How can we distinguish it? We can see by their fruit. They were standing against God. They lived in sin. So it's natural that their prophecy cannot be right. Those who live by the will of God cannot have spirit of false spirit. Satan can never think of goodness. Devil cannot do goodness. However, people believe those in the 400 false prophets. When people do not have the God's word as standard, they cannot distinguish the truth. They deceive themselves. But we know it for sure, because we have seen our shepherd who's been doing only the goodness, and his power belongs to Father God. We know that. Brothers and sisters, some people cannot distinguish the reality from the illusion when analyze go extreme. Game addiction is one example. In a game, the player becomes the center in the game, but it's impossible in reality. But the player is so joyful because what he cannot do in reality can be done in virtual reality. But they are too much obsessed by the virtual reality, and they are confused with the reality and the virtual reality. So, they do violence to others, but they don't understand others' pain. As they show the violence in the game, even though it is a very violent sin, they consider it nothing. Because in their memory device is full of untruth in their brain. That's what Satan wants. The untruth was planted in their hearts, so they cannot distinguish between reality and virtual reality. You know that the brain has the frontal lobe that takes control of, you know, memory, and hippocampus that takes care of, you know, memory. Like you have seen that, you know, there were many murderers who, you know, murdered people with no reason. And then some people say that, you know, they have some damage to their frontal lobe and, you know, hippocampus. You have to always remember that Satan is in control of the thoughts of untruth. So you should never see or hear or speak the untruth. You have to keep your eyes, ears, and mouth holy. Those who speak foul language so severely, when he does that, something special, you know, those who speak in a bad language, in foul language, have something in a different elements in his, you know, in his mouth, and when it's collected and given to, you know, mouse in the laboratory, the mouse was killed. So we have to always be careful with what we see and hear and speak. So far, I told you that people may have different thoughts. We cannot understand one man's thought. So we cannot judge their thoughts by their outlook. However, people try to judge and condemn their thoughts and minds, which cannot be done by man, which can be done only by Father God. Even Samuel the prophet didn't recognize David, who will be anointed by God. God said in 1 Samuel 16:7, "But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For God sees not as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Let someone say like this, "I knew he would do that. I recognize him like that. What it means, he misjudged him for a long time. People cannot understand, or people cannot guess what kind of, you know, thoughts other people have. But when they see something before their eyes, they just remembered from their memory, and they just judge and condemn and speak like that. People cannot say, you know, once it is spoken, you cannot put it back, right? So you have to know whether you are judging from what people, what other people say. You have to know, you have to examine whether you have, you know, you are judging and condemning or have, you know, prejudice against others. Brothers and sisters, if you judge others according to your own standard, that judgment may be applied to you. This can be clearly seen in the Bible. If you did evil, then other people can do evil. That's what you think. Say, you have a heart of deceiving people, so you just doubt and suspect others who try to deceive you. Because you, you know, deceive people easily. Since you ignore people so easily, when people, you misunderstand others, and you say, he ignores me, and he is so arrogant. If you have this kind of, you know, experience, you have to know that you have untruth in your brain or heart. If you love that man, you would not judge him like that. If you have this kind of experience before, then you have to know how difficult and terrible it is to be judged by others. Therefore, you should never judge or condemn others according to your own standard and thought. Our Lord said in Matthew 7:12, in everything, therefore, treat people the same way you want them to treat you, for this is the law and the prophets. And he also said in Matthew 7, verses 1 and 2, do not judge so that you will not be judged. For in the way you judge, you will be judged. And by your standard of measure, you will be measured to you. And James 4:11 says, do not speak against one another, brethren. He who speaks against the brother or judges his brother speaks against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge of it. God told us not to judge, not to condemn, not to gossip, not to speak against anyone, not to measure anyone. Judging and condemning is unrighteous. Only God can do it. Only God can search the heart of people. So judging is against the law. Saul was arrogant to do as he was doing the job of God, judging. Our shepherd said, it is the extreme of arrogance when people judge each other. It is great evil when you judge and condemn your brothers in faith. Because of this arrogance, Lucifer betrayed God. Adam and Eve ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. When you judge your neighbor, it has something to do with your arrogance. So you should never judge and condemn others. So a great example of fleshly thought is judgment, which makes us not to think of high thoughts of Father God. So far, I told you many things about the limit of thoughts, and the selective, and the recognition, and mistakes in, you know, and a hasty generalization and other, you know, thoughts of people. Now, let's talk about the one employee that I told you earlier. When you heard him, what did you think? Did you think the employees must have difficulties? The owner, the CEO, should be punished. Did you think like this? Or did you think, why did he do that? But I have to listen to CEO, first of all. Well, let me tell you how the CEO explained this case. He said like this. I was introduced to her. I employed her. She was a diligent young man from a poor family. I myself was poor before, so when I looked at her, I thought of my poor past. So I liked her diligence, so I wanted to help her. I came to know that she was studying in college, and I was thinking what she must have needed. And I noticed her old computer. So I wanted to buy her a good notebook computer. So I asked her, and she loved it. But if I buy her a good computer, expensive computer for no reason, her coworkers might have got jealous of her, and she might have difficulties to work in the company. So I told her before others, I'm going to provide her a laptop computer, and she's going to pay for it every month. So I said, like, you know, as if she was buying her own, she was buying the laptop computer with her own money. And I gave her another extra job, because that job would pay her more to help her study and pay the tuition. And because she would not want to receive the laptop computer if I tell her that I would buy her the laptop. I wanted to help her without letting people know, because, you know, she might have a great under pressure. And I said, you know, I will give you extra money so that you can pay for this laptop computer. I wanted to let her use the laptop computer without worrying anything. I wanted to help her. But if my deed make you misunderstand, please punish me, and I will take the full responsibility. That's what this CEO said. Now, after knowing this, the CEO didn't give her extra and a personal job. He wanted to help her study. The CEO didn't give his own personal job to others. He didn't, you know, make people not promoted. Not all the people said, you know, they liked the idea of, you know, rejecting the CEO. Well, actually, this is a true story. Well, if you listen to just one party, then you may have a prejudice. Even though the CEO's act was, you know, kind of in a wrong act, but, you know, his intention was good, right? When the employees look at the good deeds of the CEO all the time, and if they did not judge him, then they would not think what the CEO did was bad. And they would try to examine what the CEO did. But some employees didn't recognize this good action and the good thoughts of the CEO. Without knowing the thoughts of the CEO, you know, they punished and refused CEO. They didn't want to see the truth. They had, you know, ill feelings against CEO, and they misunderstood him. They just showed their general idea against their CEO. Jacob didn't go back to her home, to his home. Why? Because of his, you know, family affair. So if we will not judge people when we think of the high thoughts of Father God and see only the truth. Luke 6:45, our Lord said, "The good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth what is good, and evil man out of evil treasure brings forth what is evil. For his mouth speaks from that which fills his heart." And it is proven even by medical technology. Therefore, we have to think of thoughts of Father God and see and hear the truth, and we have to be preserved sinless until the Lord comes back. So far, I told you the reason and examples why people do not think of Father God's high thoughts. People have different experience, different idea, different memory. And because of the untruth, they have fleshly thoughts, so they cannot have spiritual thoughts. Especially, they judge others, not according to the thoughts of God. So, and their judgment and condemnation is connected to the false lips, and they become nothing to do with God. The one thing we should remember is that there is one truth that our thought should be all identical. That is something to do with salvation. The thoughts about salvation cannot be different. Even though you may think differently about salvation, you have to fit your thought to the thoughts of God. Fleshly thoughts are governed by Lucifer. It makes you set afar from God. Eventually, it will make you nothing to do with God. And your thought cannot judge the truth. We have to fit our thoughts into Father God's thoughts. Now let me tell you that you will be prosper if you do as the high thoughts of God. When we fit our thoughts to Father God's thoughts, then we'll be prosperous. This is true in the Bible. And the Bible proves it. And the Manmin's history also proves it. And we are all the witnesses to it. Let me tell you about the case of Gideon, the judge. Gideon went with Purah, his servant, down to outposts of the army that was in the camp. Then he heard one of the army. He said, "Behold, I had a dream. A loaf of barley bread was tumbling into the camp of Midian, and it came to the tent and struck it so that it fell, and turned it upside down so that the tent lay flat." And his friend replied, "No, this is nothing less than the sword of Gideon. God has given Midian and all the camp into his hand." So and then Gideon divided the 300 men into three companies, and he put trumpets and empty pitchers into the hands of all of them, with torches inside the pitchers. And he said, "Look at me and do likewise. When I and all who are with me blow the trumpet, you also blow the trumpet all around the camp and say, 'For the Lord and for Gideon.'" When the three companies blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers, they held the torches in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands and for blowing, and cried, "A sword for the Lord and for Gideon." Those 300 soldiers defeated 135,000 soldiers. The first Samuel and the Psalm explain why. 1 Samuel 14:6 says, "The Lord is not restrained to save by man or by few." And Psalms 33, verses 17 and 19 says, "A horse is a false hope for victory, nor does it deliver anyone by its great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope for his loving kindness, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine." The eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, and on those who hope for his loving kindness. By the standard and thoughts of men, how can people win the war with trumpets and torches? However, they feared God, and Father God helped them to win the battle. They just revered God and feared God, and they just obeyed, and Father God helped them. Father God planted. Father God made the enemies afraid of them, and they destroyed each other. Gideon said, do what I do, because he could completely trust God. The 300 soldiers said, it is for the Lord and for Gideon. It means they completely trusted God and Gideon that was set by God. 300 soldiers trusted God and Gideon, and they fit their thoughts to Father God's thoughts. They just obeyed. As they believed that what Gideon said was what God said. King Jehoshaphat said, put your trust in his prophets and succeed. He appointed those who sang to the Lord and those who praised him in holy attire as they went out before the army and enemies destroyed each other. These kind of examples can give us the answer how we can fit our thoughts to thoughts of God. That is, by trusting the man that Father God establishes without using any fleshly thoughts. That is how we fit our thoughts to God's thoughts. However, what God says doesn't seem to come true. But we cannot say God's prophecy is wrong by using fleshly thoughts. Let me tell you the example of Elisha and a Shunammite woman. Elisha told his servant to bring staff and put that staff on the face of the dead son. But the child didn't revive. The Gehazi reported it. The child didn't wake up. Now, the child didn't revive against what Elisha said. We may say, Elisha blasphemed God. Now, did God make a mistake? 2 Kings 4:30 says, the mother of the lad said, as the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. And he arose and followed her. This is the reason why the child didn't revive. You should not send your servant. You yourself should go. She wants her to go there by himself, not sending his own secretary. She said, his servant would not make it happen. Shunammite woman didn't believe what Elisha said. Elisha by himself went to her house and revived the child. Now, would you say Elisha was wrong and God made a mistake with using your own fleshly thought? Please don't, never. Our shepherd put the power of God into the handkerchief and he prayed. Since we believe it, when other people pray with the handkerchief on behalf of our shepherd, we receive answers and solve our problems. This is how we fit our thoughts to Father God's thoughts. It is to trust the man of God. Without man of God, it's not easy to receive answer to our prayers. Israelites couldn't enter the land of Canaan right away. King Saul, who was anointed by God, see the miserable death. Solomon, who received wisdom from God, eventually worshipped idols. It's not because God made a mistake. It's because people didn't obey the word of God. Some may ask like this, God knows everything. Did they not know Solomon would worship idols? Did they not know King Saul was arrogant and disobey? Did they not know the Ephraim tribe would serve idols? Would they not know the Judas Iscariot betray? I'm sorry to give you these kind of questions, but there are people who give these questions like that. How could those people who left the church were given the spirit of faith, faith of spirit? Well, people may have this kind of, you know, doubts. However, these thoughts are completely wrong. God gives love. He gives chances. But people think in their own way, and they didn't turn back. King Saul, King Solomon, they did what they see fit. Our God is God of justice. Even though He says He would give blessing, if human beings go wrong, God cannot give blessing to human beings. So, we cannot say God made a mistake and misjudge God. Say, you want to go to good college and you receive the prayer, but you didn't study, so you didn't go to college. You cannot say the prayer was wrong. Jeremiah 18 verse 10 says, if it does evil in my sight by not obeying my voice, then I will think better of the good with which I had promised to bless it. Even though there was a word of blessing, if the condition is not met, Father God cannot bless him. That's what he says. Brothers and sisters, however, the providence of God is finally fulfilled. Judas Iscariot betrayed, but Father God's providence was fulfilled. Jesus died on the cross, but his ministry didn't fail. The Bible has been fulfilled without error. The vision given to Manmin will be surely fulfilled. What we have to do is believe and trust the thoughts of God. Just think about 36-year history of Manmin. We have think of the high thoughts of God. We obey the word of the shepherd who fit his thought to the thoughts of God. And such is numerous and countless power of God has been manifested in the church. Just like 300 soldiers, as our deeds of faith, the fire of prayer and our obedience will bring victory to this Manmin. Just as 300 soldiers did, we should trust God and His men, our shepherd. And we should fit our thoughts to the thoughts of Father God. And that's evidence is the power of God manifested in this church by our shepherd. Before our shepherd started this church, Father God said to him, you would cross the river and mountains and you will manifest signs and miracles. However, what happened to him? He was expelled from the denomination. He died by shedding blood. There was a great trials in 1998 and 1999. With fleshly idea, people may think the word of God was not fulfilled. However, as we fit our thoughts to Father God's thoughts and depended on Father God and obey the word of God, eventually our shepherd crossed the river and sea, and the promise of Father God was fulfilled. We have seen and witnessed it. From the first day of India Crusade, it rained, but it was a blessing. The door was shut in Pakistan Crusade, but when the time came, it opened. One man with one table became GCN Broadcasting. Father God said, bring countless souls to New Jerusalem. We didn't know how it would happen, but now we see it is making progress. Father God is giving such amazing blessing to every one of us to have great faith, which will make us enter New Jerusalem. As we pray with one voice and one heart, then Father God will surely bless us as we fit our thoughts to Father God's thoughts. Even though the reality doesn't seem right, as we believe in Father God's thoughts and trust Him, then His thoughts will be fulfilled. Now, I will conclude this message. So far, I told you about the high thoughts, Father God, that people can understand. And the reason why people judge and condemn and make tell lies. And how our life can be prosperous as we fit our thoughts to Father God's thoughts. And I gave you some biblical examples how we can solve our problems. And the history of Manmin is another evidence to it too. We can fit our thoughts to Father God's thoughts. How? By trusting God and by trusting a man of God. We have to get rid of fleshly thoughts, especially judgment, false, gossip, self-righteousness frameworks. We got to get rid of them, especially. We have to make our eyes, ears, mouth as eyes and ears and lips of truth. Brothers and sisters, our thoughts are different from each other and different from Father God's thoughts. But if we follow Father God's thoughts, Isaiah 55, 11 and 12 says, "So will my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. For you will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth into shouts of joy before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands." Father God has His own thoughts. Joseph didn't think prison as prison. He thought of the will of God. It depends on how we trust God and depend on Him, as we see our reality as in prison or not. Even in this reality, we have to trust God and our shepherd the Father God has set up. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 and 18 says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." We have to accomplish it in our life. We have to make this moment as a moment of blessing. We see Jacob look at God in desperate situation by Jabal River, and he solved the problems. We have to remember and believe that Father God loves us, and we have to do things that can please Father God, and we have to cry out to Father God. We have to believe that it is will of God, it is thoughts of God who wants us to lead to New Jerusalem. And Father God will show us the fruit in this moment of blessing. Father God wants us to New Jerusalem. And this is the shortcut. And we have to believe these thoughts of God. Our faith should be strong, stable. And we have to pray fervently, do goodness, and depend on Father God and the Lord all the more. Tonight, we will have a very special time with Dr. Soojin Lee in the second part of this message, second part of this service. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, "Put your trust in the Lord and your God, and you will be established. Put your trust in His prophets and succeed." This is how we fit our thoughts to Father God's thoughts. Trust the Lord and trust His men. Just like Jehoshaphat and his praise people, we have to sing praises to Father God, which is the way to please our Father God. I hope that Father God is touched by our praise so that He make everything work for good as we sing praises to Father God in one voice. Brothers and sisters in Christ, Father God, who is higher than our thoughts, will give us triumph of goodness. Father God gives us only the good things, and He has prepared only the good things for us. We believe that we have to put trust in our God. We have to put trust in our shepherd. And we are the most beautiful children that Father God loves most. as we think of Father God's high thoughts and share the glory with us together. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Hallelujah. Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables and internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Amen.